Hi there.
Hi. My name is Richard. I'm from Indiana.
Hey, hello, Richard in Indiana. What's on your mind?
Well, I have a mad moment that I would like to talk to you about.
Okay, all right. What happened?
I had polio when I was little. I have to explain the setup here.
Okay, sir.
And I wore a brace that had a trip lock on it so that when I would go to sit down, I wouldn't have to reach down and lock the brace. It would just trip against a chair and I could sit down. And I walked with these crutches that were called Canadian sticks. They were short wooden crutches that had a leather band come up to about your elbow. And in middle school, when school first started in September, I'd be out at recess and these guys would come up and trip that lock and watch me fall. Just stand back and laugh, you know. And it was very painful. And they did this the whole year. And, they'd run away. I couldn't get to them or anything. And finally, the anger built up in me so much. One time, right towards the end of school, in May, they did that. And one of them was pretty close to me. And I took that crutch and swung it at him and hit him right in the stomach, knocked the wind out of him. And the other guy started running. He was quite a ways away, and it was like there's a force there that I can't describe. And I brought the crutch back like a javelin.
Yeah.
And threw it at him, and it hit him so hard in the back that it knocked him down. So that was...
Did they leave you alone after that?
For a while, yeah. When I got in high school, I had another couple incidences where my dad was a contractor, and I was taking architectural drawing classes, and I had a pictorial view of a house with a hole in the corner of it, so you saw the siding and the studs and the plaster and the lath, and I even drew a three-dimensional picture of the furniture in there, and I had to have it turned in. And, you know, this was in the 50s when the gangs were getting started, and we had a gang in our little town called the Chain Gang, and they wore chains as a belt, you know, like a choker chain for a dog, but a heavy-duty chain.
Yeah, they probably used them to whap people, too.
Oh, yeah, yeah. And so this guy went by my desk, and he was going to sharpen these pencils, and he made a mark of my drawing, and I said, why in the heck did you do that, you know? And I was erasing it. I was saving that drawing, and he came back, and he just gouged it, you know, and just ruined the drawing.
Oh,
and
mean kid.
I have a little, I was strong. I mean, I used my arms. My dad was a contractor, and I was just big.
Oh, yeah, I mean, it was like a workout for you every day, wasn't it?
Yeah. And so what I did was I wanted to get up, and to get up I had to move my chair a little bit. And when you're disabled, you know, I had to bend down, lock my brace, and get up. And he was standing right at me, you know, and I couldn't get up. And I just gently pushed him to the side a little bit and got up and was taking my drawing off the board, and I heard someone say duck, and out of my peripheral vision I could see something coming at me, and I ducked, and he had taken that chain off and swung it at me. And if I would have been standing up, he'd have caught me right in the ear, you know, with that chain.
Oh yeah, he was sliced your ear.
Oh yeah. And so what happened was it caught the top part of my head and just creased my head. And somehow I got a hold of that chain, and again, I got so angry that I pulled him up to me, and I was turned the opposite, you know, with my back towards my desk, and when I pulled him up to me, I just punched him in the stomach, and he literally flew across the desk behind me. And, of course, I went around and picked him up.
I got to tell you, these brats... Uh-huh. We're lucky that that's all you did to them.
Well, and the thing of it is, I could move fast enough, even without my crutches. I went over, and it was like, I picked him up with one hand like nothing.
You were out of control at this point, huh?
And I hit him again, and he flew against a, there was a beam there, and he just, I hit him so hard that it knocked the wind out of him, and he just sort of melted down that beam, and then someone said, well, the teacher's coming. And so we straightened up the desk, and he came in, and I'm an honest guy, you know, and he
yeah.
says, what's going on here? And, you know, and the guy's laying there on the floor and can't breathe very well. I just told him I hit him, you know. And he said, well, why? And I said, well, he tore up my drawing. And about that time when the other guy says, but he swung at Dick is what they call me. And he said, he swung at Dick with this. And the teacher said, so you hit him in self-defense? And I said, yeah. And he said, well, go up to the office. You know, I thought, boy, I'm going to get kicked out of school.
Yeah, that's all you needed.
And so the principal talked to him first, and the guy comes out and he scowls at me, you know, and he called me in next and asked me what was going on, and I told him, and I didn't leave anything out, and I thought, boy, you know, he's going to kick me out of school, and he looked at me and he says, well, don't hit him so hard the next time.
Go ahead, finish it, and then I want to ask you a question.
Okay, the guy then had enough guts after class. He come down the hall and threatened me. He said, I'm going to get the gang after you. And I just picked him up with my one hand, and I brought him to me, and I said, looked him right in the face. I said, you know, I don't care if you bring the gang to me. I said, as long as you don't all gang up at one time, I said, I'll just do that to them what I just did to you. And I just, you know, sort of put him down and walked off, you know. But
were you scared at all?
Huh?
Were you ever scared? Yeah.
No, I wasn't scared. I was too strong to, you know. Yeah.
Just upset. All right, now let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I mean, you endured for years
mm-hmm.
brat kids, as I call them.
Oh, yeah.
Harassing you and making fun of you and
mm-hmm.
doing, you know, nasty little things to you.
Yeah.
And some kids can't handle it like you apparently could. Throwing crutches to get even or defending yourself from some wacko who's throwing a chain at you. I mean, to me, that's you've got to do that. You got to defend yourself.
Yeah. Well,
but there are some kids who might have gone a little too far. They may have gone home, got their parents' guns, and they came back and they shot everybody up. Why didn't you do that?
Well, you know, I just didn't want to do that. I mean, you know.
Did you ever think about it?
Huh?
Did it ever cross your mind?
No.
I mean, you hated these people
that
much?
You know, back in the 50s, you handled things in a different way, and if you could handle them by what I did, you know, I felt sorry for the guy because the head of the gang came to me afterwards, and he said, listen, he said he should never have picked on anyone crippled, you know, and that's the way they talked back then. And I guess they beat the tar out of him afterwards.
Well, you know what? Good. And actually, the bottom line is he should never have picked on anybody anyways. Those bullies in school,
yeah.
I couldn't stand those people.
And-